inside the building. Don't you try to tell me that you're not hurt anyway. Television faces give away what you think of. Meet me on the street where nobody lives. Meet me on the street where nobody lives. Meet me on the street where nobody lives tonight. Now ain't nothing cause I gotta work 9 to 5. The rich that pays my money, he don't even know I'm alive. And one of these days, gonna break out of this place. And then I'll be on top of your whole fucking human race. And meet me on the street where nobody lives. Meet me on the street where nobody lives. Meet me on the street where nobody lives tonight.
You're listening to 88.7 KRVS. The show is Terminal Addiction. I'm your host, Howie Wells. Come visit us at krvs.org. There's lots of cool stuff on there. Today's show, this is pretty much my first show by myself. Today's show is a tribute to Scott Ashton of the Stooges. Scott passed away March 15th, so it's kind of a sad loss for everybody that was a fan of the Stooges, a fan of the other things he did, like Sonic's Rendezvous Band. If you haven't heard them, they were a short-lived project with Fred Smith from the MC5, and they put out just actually one single, the same song on both sides, but it's probably, well, in my opinion, I think it's one of the finest pieces of rock and roll that ever was. So, I don't know. You know, it's just kind of sad to see Scott go. Your heroes always eventually go. He's pretty much, he outlasted and outlived everybody's predictions. He had some nasty habits over the years and then got himself together. And I don't know. Pretty much, Scott was, you know, like in the tradition of, say, like Charlie Watts and just underrated drummers where people are like, oh, well, they're not flashy or anything. He was a timekeeper, and he knew how to make a band move. He knew how to make a band slither when they needed to slither, and he needed to, you know, he knew when he needed to put the hammer down and make it stomp. He really, I don't know, Iggy Pop was quoted. He said, he played with a boxer's authority. So that's pretty cool. He was very primal, hypnotic at times, you know. But he was definitely a wonderful, wonderful drummer. Somebody that really influenced a lot of people. So anyway, this whole set is going out to the memory of Scott Ashton. He really, like I said, he was something. Okay, well, here we go. I believe that I'm going to play a Sonic's Rendezvous Band track. This is basically the only single they ever recorded. So, this is it. This is a song called City Slang.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? You're listening to Terminal Addiction. I'm your host, Howie Wells. You know, it might have been polite of me to announce what played before that, huh? I mean, I'm sure you probably knew a couple of them. But starting off the entire set, we have the Stooges with Down on the Street from their 1970 Funhouse LP. It's their second LP on Elektra, and it was a classic from start to finish. Definitely aided by Scott's solid drumming. After that was Radio Birdman with the Stooges cover. It was TVI. That was from their Radios Appear album. They were a great Australian Stooges-influenced band. After that, we had the Dead Boys, another the recurring theme here, the Stooges-influenced bands here. With the Dead Boys with Ain't Nothing to Do. That was from a raw mix of their first LP that was released by Steve Bader's, their singer, as a fan club edition kind of thing. I think Steve needed some money. So, anyway. After that was the Pagans, an Ohio band, a Cleveland band, with a song called Street Where Nobody Lives. It's another one that I really, really love. So, anyway, sorry about the other talk break here, but, you know, might be nice to know what you listen to, huh? Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, here we go with a song by the MC5, Fellow Detroiters. Is that what you say, Detroiters? Yeah, sounds right to me. Anyway, hope you like this one. This is actually their first single. So, this is a song called I Can Only Give You Everything. So, thanks.
I can only way to run. And the picture on the coin is oblivion. The odds are against you, it's looking pretty dim. And the chances of survival is getting pretty slim. It's called disaster. And sitting overhead is asbestos plaster. Living for tomorrow is not a valid answer. When everything you eat is giving you cancer. That's called
phobia.
Phobia in the atmosphere.
Phobia.
Phobia in a climate of fear. Get you this, it's looking pretty bleak. But I might look up maybe later next week. Cause after all, we're living under a knife. Where is our courage? It's a way of life. It's gone.
Phobia.
Phobia in the atmosphere.
Phobia.
Phobia in the atmosphere.
Phobia.
Phobia in the atmosphere.
Thank you.
Hi, you're listening to Terminal Addiction on 88.7 KRVS. That right there was the Powder Monkeys. They were an Australian band, very much Stooges influenced. One of my favorites, actually. They also share deceased members, so they are no longer. Kind of a bummer. But starting off that set there, we had The Damned with I Feel Alright, otherwise known as 1970. That's a Stooges cover. Also from the Funhouse record. Let's see. After that, we had The Lewd, old Californian band, with Climate of Fear. They were one of my favorites, definitely. Let's see. After that, we had The Dogs, another Detroit band. They actually moved to L.A. They weren't really making it in Detroit. They came a little after the Stooges and the MC5 and bands like that. Maybe more contemporaries of Sonic's Rendezvous band. But they relocated to L.A., recorded some stuff. And that's, I believe, that's a live track from Los Angeles. That's a song called Black Tea. I really like the guitar work on that one. He's Lauren's a really good player. They're still playing right now. So I was pretty excited to find that out last week. Okay, after that, we had Destroy All Monsters. That is a band with Ron Ashton, which is, of course, Scott's brother and another founding member of the Stooges. It was a song called You're Gonna Die. And I believe I'm going to play an Avengers song. The Avengers were definitely one of my absolute biggest influences when I was young. They have Penelope Houston has had a long career since the Avengers formed in 1977. She's done kind of some folky things and whatever, and now I believe she currently has the Avengers back together. So, I don't know, this is an Avengers song. This is called I Believe in Me. It's a classic.
One, two, three, four! Hey, I believe.
Sorry about that dead air there. Having a little trouble. It's not reading this disc. That's what I get for using CDs once in a while here. Most of this is coming from records. You're listening to Terminal Addiction on 88.7 KRVS. Now I am fumbling around trying to find something to play because it is not reading this disc. So I believe I'm going to try another Sonics Rendezvous Band track here. What I did have queued up was, and I can get anyone a copy of this if they want to contact me, it's a bootleg with Iggy Pop being backed by Sonics Rendezvous Band, who took them out on tour. And they played, I guess, geez, a bunch of European dates, Finland, Scandinavia, places, you know, like that. I think we're probably going to go with Electrophonic Tonic, which was actually slated to be the B-side on the Sonics Rendezvous Band EP, but due to turmoil within the band, and actually Fred and Scott Morgan pretty much argued about what track they wanted, so they just issued it with the same track on both sides, which is very, very odd. But this is a song called Electrophonic Tonic. We'll be right back.
and all those records sound about the same.